To Itzik with love, and to all who love wisdom. On a path of 1,000 dreams, we are looking for reality. Prologue. We have named our species Homo sapiens, the wise human. But it is debatable how well we have lived up to the name. Over the last 100,000 years, we sapiens have certainly accumulated enormous power. Just listing all our discoveries, inventions, and conquests would fill volumes. But power isn't wisdom. And after 100,000 years of discoveries, inventions, and conquests, humanity has pushed itself into an existential crisis. We are on the verge of ecological collapse, caused by the misuse of our own power. We are also busy creating new technologies like artificial intelligence, AI, that have the potential to escape our control and enslave or annihilate us. Yet instead of our species uniting to deal with these existential challenges, international tensions are rising. Global cooperation is becoming more difficult. Countries are stockpiling doomsday weapons, and a new world war does not seem impossible. If we sapiens are so wise, why are we so self-destructive? At a deeper level, although we have accumulated so much information about everything from DNA molecules to distant galaxies, it doesn't seem that all this information has given us answers to the big questions of life. Who are we? What should we aspire to? What is a good life, and how should we live it? Despite the stupendous amounts of information at our disposal, we are as susceptible as our ancient ancestors to fantasy and delusion. Nazism and Stalinism are but two recent examples of the mass insanity that occasionally engulfs even modern societies. Nobody disputes that humans today have a lot more information and power than in the Stone Age, but it is far from certain that we understand ourselves and our role in the universe much better. Why are we so good at accumulating more information and power, but far less successful at acquiring wisdom? Throughout history, many traditions have believed that some fatal flaw in our nature tempts us to pursue powers we don't know how to handle. The Greek myth of Phaeton told of a boy who discovers that he is the son of Helios, the sun god. Wishing to prove his divine origin, Phaeton demands the privilege of driving the chariot of the sun. Helios warns Phaeton that no human can control the celestial horses that pull the solar chariot. But Phaeton insists until the sun god relents. After rising proudly in the sky, Phaeton indeed loses control of the chariot. The sun veers off course, scorching all vegetation, killing numerous beings, and threatening to burn the earth itself. Zeus intervenes and strikes Phaeton with a thunderbolt. The conceited human drops from the sky like a falling star, himself on fire. The gods reassert control of the sky and save the world. 2,000 years later, when the Industrial Revolution was making its first steps and machines began replacing humans in numerous tasks, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe published a similar cautionary tale titled The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Goethe's poem, later popularized as a Walt Disney animation starring Mickey Mouse, tells of an old sorcerer who leaves a young apprentice in charge of his workshop and gives him some chores to tend to while he is gone, like fetching water from the river. The apprentice decides to make things easier for himself and, using one of the sorcerer's spells, enchants a broom to fetch the water for him. But the apprentice doesn't know how to stop the broom, which relentlessly fetches more and more water, threatening to flood the workshop. In panic, the apprentice cuts the enchanted broom in two with an axe, only to see each half become another broom. Now two enchanted brooms are inundating the workshop with water.